This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show coming up at 7 o'clock. Your first code word, so you can win $1,000 on Alice today. We do that, I think, 11 times a day, right? From 7:05 to 5:05. I'm not going to count it right now, but I think it's 11 times.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, well, awesome. Yay. Woo, math. Math with Nikki.
All right, now Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows education must continue in a crisis. Supplies are running low everywhere. So the Fremont Bank Foundation gave nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. Students and teachers will have more access to personal protective equipment, technology, and so much more of what they need now. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. So we begin with First Light. Out one side of my apartment here, I have the blue sky beginning.
You do?
And on the other side, I've got still pitch black.
Oh,
so
wow.
Welcome, First Light. Good morning. I want to begin real quick because I have a huge news story that's not good, but I wanted to start with my Justice League review.
Oh, it's excellent.
If you haven't seen this Zack Snyder, I don't know, cut. He's the director who apparently left the film and it was finished by someone else and they allowed him to go back and finish it after the fact. It's Justice League. Sorry, Zack Snyder's Justice League. It's 4 hours and it's so action-packed. There's no real good spot to pause. And so in 4 hours, you find yourself going, I got to walk away for a second. I'm just pausing here. Right. And I had to pause at least 30 times because I just have a lot of interruptions happening.
Sure. Four hours straight at your house just doesn't happen.
No. And so that my point in saying that is I'm going to watch it again because I feel like I missed stuff. But it's good. If you like these action superhero films. And by the way, I think Ben Affleck is a great Batman, and I even think
I should watch this.
Henry Cavill, that dude is Superman.
Oh.
That dude is Superman.
And Wonder Woman's great in this. Let me ask you this.
Yes.
I haven't watched all those movies. Can I watch this as a standalone?
Yes.
All
and
right.
That's the problem with it. This is my opinion. Marvel did a great job bringing characters into the films as you watch them. So
yes.
Here's Iron Man, and they bring in, who was it? Black Widow and some others. Mm-hmm. And so you've slowly sort of, I felt like I didn't really get those until I watched them in order.
Mm-hmm.
But they seem to have had a running theme. You just need to watch them that way, especially if you're not a comic book person who has any idea about the history,
right.
Which I
yeah,
don't.
Yeah. Right.
They have not done, DC has not done a good job trying to make these stories flow at all.
The Wonder Woman ones seem to be set in their own little world. And
right. They're
but
just,
then this crossover, you're saying I can watch it as a standalone.
You
four
can watch
hours
it as
worth.
A standalone. And I think that the way they cast it and the way it's done is excellent. It's dark and it's heavy and it's cool and it's got a lot of.
You like
of,
the ending?
Yes. I like the ending, too. Although there's I think it's shown as an epilogue, and I don't know what showed in the original Justice League and what's different in this cut. Again, 4 hours. They've clearly added more. But they're trying to launch whatever's coming next at the end of this thing.
I see.
And a lot of it I didn't get.
Okay.
And it's just because I don't know the comic books. But bottom line is, I like Justice League. If you've got time and you're into those action type movies, they did a really good job.
You know, they asked me, it's Batman, Batman, Batman. But nobody ever asked me, where's Live by Night?
Yeah, no one ever will either.
Right. Live by Night. What?
Batman,
are
Batman,
you even
Batman.
Talking about?
I've never seen Ben Affleck as Batman. I've never seen any of the movies.
He was
whatever
good.
Movies. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I didn't like Batman versus Superman as much, and that was one of the big ones. And
that was Henry Cavill too, though, right?
That was,
he's
yeah.
been Superman for
and
a while.
And it was also Wonder Woman. I think she might have even been introduced in that one. But
oh,
anyway,
that's right.
I just wanted to mention, I know we're all looking for things to watch on TV. This Justice League, again, is 4 hours, but man, it was
action-packed
and really well done.
4 hours right. needed to watch twice too, huh?
And I'm going to watch it again because
well,
I paused it too
many times. Well, he watches with a laptop. He watches it with a laptop on his lap too. I know, well, Vinny. He's got a magazine, his phone, his laptop, and his iPad all, and then he's watching it on TV.
Around.
Right?
Yeah, it's mostly the things I got to come do. Come to right. dinner. Come this. Do that. Ew.
You want to play with me?
No. I want to finish this movie. Yeah, she asks 15
do you wanna
more
build
times
a snowman?
Immediately until I give
come
in,
on,
though.
Let's
so
go
that's
and
how
play.
That goes. All right. Here's what's happening. Now, for a while, I thought it was pandemic related, but and we're not out of the pandemic, but it seems as we're coming out, we're seeing more gun violence. And yesterday there was a mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado. It was a night. We had a nice break from this.
We did. We didn't even notice it because really people shouldn't be getting shot. There
right.
shouldn't be mass shootings.
Mm-hmm.
So when it went away, we didn't notice because we shouldn't have to notice.
Right. Well, and we were carried away
we're
with
busy.
Our job loss and right. you know, and a million other things related to COVID. Anyway, the Boulder shooting happened yesterday afternoon. 10 people were killed in a Colorado supermarket, including a police officer that had responded to the scene. They have caught the suspect. He's in custody. Apparently, he was wounded and is in the hospital at the moment receiving treatment. As of this moment, I don't have a name for the suspect. And once again, you know, we all wonder why, as if there'll be a suitable answer. And there never is going to be one.
Well, the answer is because crazy people are able to get their hands on guns. That's the answer.
So this tragedy, they say that the suspect's identity was not immediately released, but he's been caught. He was the only person to receive a non-fatal injury at the scene. It happened at 2:30 in the afternoon at a store called King Supers. I never heard of it, but that's, I guess, a local grocery store there.
There's no words.
A lot of the people on the scene who were there say this person walked in, they didn't say anything, they just started shooting, and another review was, this person didn't spray. It seemed like they were sort of just almost target practicing, you know, like not
wildly shooting.
Right. So anyway, that's the latest there. Again, 10 people died yesterday in Boulder, Colorado. I have to believe we're going to put the flags were already at half mast. I guess they need to stay there now. So that's the latest. When we get a name and if for some reason we're able to get a why, I'll certainly bring that to you. On to something a lot lighter. There's a winery here in California. In fact, it's in Sonoma County. Murphy Good Winery in Sonoma County is hiring someone off the internet to move to wine country for a year, drink wine, and learn about the industry. They're going to pay $10,000 a month.
Whoa.
That's $120,000 per year for those of you who need help with math. I do, so that's why I wanted to do that for you. I often will.
Thank you.
Right. $120,000 a year, plus they'll give you a free place to live and 30 free cases of wine. They say they're, quote, looking for wine lovers, looking for a change in your career and to pursue your passion. We'll work with you and your passions to help you choose your path in the wine business. If you're
wow.
interested, you can submit a video by the end of June telling them why you want the job. This, again, right here in the Bay Area at Murphy Good It's Murphy-Good with two O's and an E at the end. Winery in Sonoma County. I don't know why they wouldn't hire someone closer than...
That's what I'm wondering. Like, so, you know, Nick, obviously we're not going to let Nikki apply for this.
No,
sorry,
Nikki,
Nick.
Can't. You can't.
But her sister works in the wine. Yeah. Do you think this is going to piss off people in the wine industry already in Napa?
So many people were texting her about it, and she was like,
you've
headline,
heard about this.
Yeah, the headline, I was driving with her actually, and the headline really sparked her interest. And then when she was reading about it, and when you had to submit a video for your application, she was like, oh man, no, I'm not doing that, because she doesn't like doing that stuff. But she thought the same thing. She was like, I wonder why they're putting a mass interest out when there's so many people here who are interested in it. And yeah, it was just interesting. I thought it was like a pyramid scheme for a second.
Right. Well, look, I don't know all the wineries up there. I know some of the big names, you know, certainly, but Murphy Good, I've never heard of. This is an incredible marketing ploy, and what a prize. I mean, you know, someone in Oklahoma or in Wisconsin or Maine who's just like, now this, because something that gives you $10,000 a month and a chance at a whole new life.
So it's in Geyserville.
I can see this in Geyserville.
Mm-hmm. That's where the winery is located at.
Where the F is Geyserville?
I have no idea.
Exactly.
No idea.
Is that up
you
in
mean
the hills?
Guerneville?
No. Geyserville is like in the mountains between Santa Rosa and Sonoma.
Oh, okay.
Or possibly on the other side between Sonoma, but way north.
Well, they say it's in Sonoma County. So they're not saying it's in Sonoma. It's in Sonoma County, which is much bigger than the actual town.
It is, yeah.
Sonoma.
It turns out there's a whole
But anyway, I just
it.
Thought that's really neat.
It's actually really close to Cloverdale.
Oh, perfect. Okay, great. Cloverdale's on
Cloverdale
fire these days.
Cloverdale makes our show again today. Well,
that is
sorry,
amazing.
Cloverdale. Anyway, I think it's neat. I do see why there might be backlash. But in the end, this is one of the problems, in my opinion, with the internet, is that here's a company that wants to do something cool for one person, and everyone decides, you can't do that. What about those of us in the industry that want that job?
Right.
Well, they can do that. It's their job
Absolutely.
To offer
and
to people.
It's brilliant marketing. Look at this. Everybody in the wine business, I mean, you guys are affiliated with the wine business, and Nikki knows all about this.
We're going to make her apply. I said, I'll produce the video. I got it. Just... give me all your information.
Might as well, right?
Yeah.
You know what they're looking for, though? In the end, Murphy Good gets nationwide publicity. This is
all
huge.
All this run,
them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're going to find an influencer somewhere, someone who's already got some people signed up on their Instagram. Mm-hmm. They're going to have this is just an incredible marketing and talent search. They're going to find someone amazing.
Well, and this is what your sister should say. We'll never let her on the show, but you could say she should be like, my sister is part of the, you know, the morning show institution, Sarah and Vinny. She's one of the key characters, and I could get my wine reviews onto the show if you hire me.
Oh.
And then, of course, she's hired, we'll tell her she cannot come on. That's ridiculous. But, the old bait and switch, right?
Yeah. Well, this would be perfect for her because she just went on a rant the other day about different champagne styles, and I did not know. You know, I just drank the stuff. So, she's into that stuff, and I think she'd be great for it. So, I'm going to
Get that video going.
Yeah, I'm going to make her do it.
Yeah,
that's one of those things that, three takes max. Like
overthink it.
Yeah,
in the
she
end.
Just needs to
you want
throw
some
it
of
out
the funny,
there,
doofy
record
stuff.
It, send it, be done.
Agreed, Vinny.
Otherwise, she'll be there for months. She won't even know what she started with by the time she's done. She'll be like, I don't even remember
and
how
June's,
we started doing this.
And June's a fair enough timeline too.
Yeah,
to get it in.
Plenty
of
time.
We'll get this done.
Well, good luck to your sister. What's your sister's name?
Olivia.
Olivia, good luck.
Good luck, Olivia. We're rooting for you. All right, this is a study that I don't know how you feel about this. The headline reads, women are more likely to stress eat during COVID pandemic than men. They've done a study. They can prove it. I don't know what the point is. I guess it's to tip you off to the fact that, you know, this is something that women are more likely to stress eat fatty and sugary foods compared to men, and did so as a way to cope with the ongoing pandemic. So part of that COVID-19 or whatever weight gain you've got, seems to be, it's like a female reaction to it. I actually have a sweet tooth too, so I haven't gained weight. I've actually lost some, but that's because I've been exercising. And yet I can see where you would find yourself going, we're months into sitting in the house. Who the hell cares?
Yeah. The further in we get, though, the closer I feel like I am to having to put real clothes on again. And the more I'm worrying about it, like, it's very disheartening. Yesterday we went for a bike ride to get dinner, to get some fatty food. And, you know, pulling on the jeans and having it be kind of a struggle. I'm like, oh, that is a tough button to snap.
Did you just leave it?
No, I did it because I forced myself to. But boy, I'm crammed into those jeans.
Not the jeggings, huh? You went for jeans?
I went for real jeans. I'm like, I got to start putting jeans on again. The jeggings, I'm telling you, they fall down, you know?
They say these changes are likely due to the circumstances surrounding COVID-19, including stay-at-home orders, decreased job security, anxiety about exposure to the virus, and sure, food shortages, toilet paper shortages, and all these other things that are going on.
Right.
And
just
so
these two squares.
Maybe they're trying to tip you off to the fact that having these foods in the house is one surefire way to gain weight.
Yeah. I always tell John, don't buy treats, but then he does because we have kids. And then I'm like, oh, look.
Well, we love our people. We want our people to be happy.
Well, he hides stuff. It's after dinner. We all kind of sit there waiting to see what John's hidden in the house. And then he walks over. Like last night, he got yogurt covered pretzels. And he went over to like where the baking dishes are. No one's going in that cupboard. And he pulls them out. And we're all like, yay! It's a treat! Yay!
Dad knows how to play hero. Good for him.
He does.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Vinny, where can we watch the Justice League? On Netflix? No, it's on HBO Max. So you might have it through Xfinity or your service provider, or if you've got HBO Max.
I think if you pay for HBO, you can just get the app and
right,
use your credentials for that. Or mm-hmm, if you don't have HBO and you don't have cable or whatever, you buy it as a streamer.
Geyser Villa is just above Healdsburg and just below Cloverdale. Francis Ford Coppola's winery is there too.
Oh, Geyserville. Oh. Who knew?
I want to go there. I want to go to that one. But they're always booked.
Oh, because of the pandemic, you can't just wander in?
Yeah, so everything's by reservation only, but they also have, my sister wants to do their cabana thing, because they have a pool there. So you can do like a wine tasting.
You rent out a cabana and hang by the pool all day? Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds like heaven, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's so funny, as people are writing us and saying, it's right past Windsor. Okay, where's Windsor?
It's like the 101. Just head north on the 101.
Every town in the North Bay. This area is so big. You can't. I hope you even recognize it in name before you can actually. Right. I have to look.
Well, the first thing I thought of when you said Geyserville was Guerneville too. Like one of the long ones with the Ville at the end and a G.
Yeah, something like that.
Right.
We didn't like the Justice League.
Oh.
408 says, I don't know if you saw this cut. I didn't see the first cut, so I can't say what the difference is between the two of them, but I found it really action-packed and fun. I did. I agree with you, Vinny. All the characters are good in Justice League, even Flash. Yeah, Flash Kid's cool. I like him. He's kind of he's a kid. He reminds me of how Spider-Man is in the Marvel Universe, how he's kind of like a young guy to Iron Man, and they buddy. Anyway, whatever. Nobody cares.
I care. Deeply.
I am in the car business, and I saw how this Tesla deteriorate because of the quality of the material, i.e. vegan leather cracking, door handle chrome peeling. What?
No.
You experiencing any of that in your five Teslas, Bryn?
I don't have any Teslas, but I haven't noticed any bad reviews from my family members. So,
how long have they had their Tesla?
I don't know. 5 years, 4 years, 5 years, something like that. And I haven't been.
Yeah.
I barely see my family
anymore. I don't know, man. I don't feel like I've ever seen a Tesla that looks beat up. And they're everywhere.
Yeah.
I feel like they all look really good. But
I feel like with most cars, if you garage it, it'll take care of itself. When you leave cars out,
yeah, and you know, I hate to say it because we're not the car show, but my dad used to put wax on a car, like wax the damn thing once in a while, and that'll help save your paint too. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's about how you care for things too. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyway, I am out of time. What is coming up in the trash, Sarah?
It's time to head to the basketball farm to meet basketball's newest star, Vinny.
Basketball?
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.